Several seats on Watertown City Council are up for grabs this election. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the outcome of the vote could have more of an impact on the city's mayor.
City Council candidate Ryan Henry Wilkinson says after years of legal battles between the city and its firefighter union, he's campaigning on restoring public trust in city government. Henry Wilkinson hopes to accomplish that by changing Watertown's form of government to a strong mayor system, replacing the city manager by making the mayor a full-time position.
The people I'm looking to represent don't necessarily believe that their elected representatives always have their best interests at heart. And I thought that giving them the ability to elect the mayor, you know, the city's executive directly, you know, would go a long way towards trying to start to, you know, rebuild those connections.
If elected, Henry Wilkinson says he would call for a commission to begin the process of changing the city's charter. Two other Watertown councilors who are not up for re-election say they are open to the idea, or at least willing to let the voters decide in a referendum. But Watertown's Mayor Joe Butler is not. He says making the mayoral position full-time would consolidate too much power and reduce the number of candidates who are willing or prepared to take on the job.
The mayor has a tremendous amount of responsibility as a strong mayor. They're in control of the day-to-day operations, the department heads. They formulate the budget. You have to have deep experience on labor negotiations as well. So you'd be tough to find a candidate that was well qualified on those fronts.
Several cities in central New York, including Syracuse, Utica, and Oswego, have strong mayor systems of government. For WRVO News, I'm Peyton Horning.